This is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman from Great Lakes Investment Advisor. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jason provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman.
Good morning and welcome to your Financial Empower Hour. This is Jason Kreiderman with Great Lakes Investment Advisors. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. I hope everybody had some time over the holidays to kick back, relax, and reflect upon family and the good tidings in life and just really enjoy Christmas, enjoy the season, enjoy maybe a little bit of time off work, maybe a little bit of vacation, maybe a little bit of family, maybe a bit of food. I know my co-host Tony Shore and I were talking before the show how the holidays is always an awesome, wonderful time for us to do just that, to get away from work for a bit, to get out of the hustle and bustle and just to try to slow down and spend some time with the family. And so that's always a wonderful thing to do. We both talked how we overconsume on the food over the holidays.
Yes. Guilty as charged.
Guilty between you start off, boy, with Thanksgiving, and just when you think you get a break, here comes Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, we also talked quite a bit about what do we do in our downtime? And a lot of it with Tony and I was watching football, and we had some good and some bad and all the indifferent talks about the Lions and the Vikings.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and my Vikings aren't doing so good. Your Lions are looking good, my friend.
Well, as of the time of us recording the show, Tony, it's a few days before the game. When our listeners are hearing it right now live this morning, we're probably only a few hours away if you're listening to the morning show on Sunday morning. You're a few hours away from a rematch between, Tony, your Vikings and our Lions.
Yep.
This time over here on our turf. And you guys, I know, are a little banged up and 3, 4, 5 QBs deep. So how do you think that's going to go for you later today?
I don't think the Lions should have any problems with the Vikings, or at least I hope not. If the Lions are as good as I think they are, they should have no problem. I mean, I wish my Vikings would win. I can't help it, folks. I was born and raised in Minnesota, so forgive me for that. But the Lions, if anybody in our division has to beat us, I'd rather it be the Lions. Definitely. Not a big Packers or Bears fan myself. So
no, I don't think any of us are. I believe we feel the same way over here, Tony. That we don't like to lose, and especially in our division. And boy, I guess Minnesota would be okay to lose to, but not the Packers or the Bears.
Yeah,
You know, it should be a good game later today. Should be an easier one for the Vikings, or I'm sorry, for the Lions.
Yeah, for the Lions.
Now, as long as it's just the Vikings they're playing, if their whole referee thing gets involved, if we remember week's game,
that was
the old
so
referee
bad.
Debacle when they went for 2 points and they made it, and the who checked in, who didn't. I don't know if we'll ever really hear the end of that. I know the coach sure was not very happy.
The refs this year, I want to say, have been absolutely awful. I think it's the worst year in reffing that I've ever seen. They've got to do something. There's been such bad calls, blatant non-calls, and when they do make a call, half the time they're just horrible. And I mean, nobody's perfect and the action happens pretty fast down there.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, normally I'm like, refs, you know, a bad call here or there, it's really the team. But I'll tell you, some calls have, I think, changed the outcomes of some games this year.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. I mean, you know, especially that call, look at it changing the outcome of a game with 20 some seconds to go. You know, putting that team down. Granted, Dallas, a great team. They had a field goal kicker that could have, you know, could kick a mile. But, you know, you get that momentum going and you go up by a score like that by a 2-point conversion, and it just the momentum and everything's in your direction. And well, one or two big stops. And that was a huge, huge game deciding call, I think.
Yep.
And you're right. I haven't been impressed this year with any of the reffing at the NFL level. a lot of no calls. And some of the calls, like you say, they're just so ticky-tacky that we wonder. And I have these discussions with my boy Carson all the time. Like, Carson, remember, you know, we're human. We make mistakes. And so are the refs. They're human. Yeah. They make mistakes.
Well, sure.
And like you said, Tony, boy, it all happens at the flash of the pan so fast in front of them. Yeah. But again, I think that's why we should be using our teammates out there. As you know, the refs should use their teammates. They should be okay to maybe check their egos at the door and admit when they've made a mistake and maybe even go back and look at a replay. So it was an unfortunate call in that game for our Lions for sure. Hopefully doesn't have too detrimental of a long-term impact on, you know, what seed they get in the playoffs and home game versus away game and all those kinds of crazy things that go into it. Not only just their, the momentum and flow in that game and leaving that game coming into the next game.
Yeah. Well, it's great that they've won the division. I mean, this is the first time in a long time.
First time in over 30 years. I mean, it's huge, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone says, been waiting my whole lifetime for this, and that's true for us Lions fans.
It's true.
It's so true. To see them clinch that division is just, that's a huge, huge success in the season as its own. But I believe in Coach Campbell saying he's not done. The upset of what happened there, against Dallas, he's not done. So hopefully we can see our boys go into, you know, a couple games into the playoff. Who knows? Maybe this is year they make it to the Super Bowl, and I don't want to jinx anybody along the way. I think that, you know, there's more games left in the year. So that's exciting, Tony.
Yeah, it is. Well, there's a lot of exciting things about 2024, and that's kind of what we're talking about. We're going to look back at what was good about last year. I think we ended last year on a pretty good note, 2023, and we'll talk a bit about that, and then we'll talk a little bit about what we might expect from the new year as well, now that we're here in 2024. So where do you want to begin this discussion, Jason?
Yeah, I think it does make sense. We kind of at this point in time, at the beginning of the year, say, whew, all right, here we are. New Year's, what type of resolutions did we set personally, professionally? Those are things everybody's thinking about right now. And it's funny, I was talking to one of my buddies just this morning, and he said, you know, now's the time where we set resolutions that within 2 months we'll forget we even set. And when I said, what do you mean by that? He's like, well, I've already failed on two. So, you know, we think about that. I think now's a great time to say, well, financially, what happened in our lives? Did you set any financial resolutions last year or maybe the year before as far as how much you wanted to save, how much you wanted to contribute into your 401k or your investment accounts, or how much risk you wanted to reduce in your portfolio, or how many taxes you wanted to reduce, or how many IRA to Roth conversions did you want to go ahead and pay those tax dollars now, knowing that just in a short 2 years now, in 2026, tax rates are going back up. So were you able to capture and take advantage of much of that tax opportunity where taxes are on sale that you could? And so now's a great time to step back and say, well, how did last year go? How did you do individually, personally, inside your portfolio? And try to set some goals, some new goals and game plans for 2024. We can look at what the markets did, as you mentioned, Tony. You know, let's just step back and look at the market all the way back to, let's say, 2020, when COVID hit, and the market in a matter of 30 to 40 days or so just plummeted, was down over 30% or so. And then it boomed right back. You know, nobody saw that coming. Nobody was prepared. Nobody had that in their forecast. But I'll preface this by saying, you know, you've mentioned it many times on the show, Tony, and it's a tagline of our book. It's what we do with every single family that we build a financial empowerment plan for, is you should always be planning for the best. Absolutely. We always want to plan for the best. We're paying the lowest fees. We're paying the lowest taxes. The stock market only goes up. Well, in the real world, we know that's not always the case. So plan for the best, but prepare for the worst. And when we say that, it's you should have your portfolio semi-insulated. So if some of those worst things happen, COVID hit, nobody saw it coming. Nobody could prepare, you know, 100% for that. But if you had some insulation built into your portfolio, that helped you through a very rough, very quick, rough time in the market, Tony. And then we look at 2021, market did pretty well, bounced back quite well. And if we think about why did it you know, yeah, I mean, think about that. The half the world was still shut down. We couldn't, you know, we couldn't travel. We were so restricted. The economies were in local towns. I know here in Michigan, and you agreed that in Minnesota, we had little restaurants and family mom and pop shops and things that were closing. I mean, just it was a really tough time in the world, being restricted due to COVID restrictions. But yet, look what the stock market did. The stock market really did pretty darn well.
Yeah, it rebounded and hit some record highs. Yeah.
Yeah, it really did. And we sit back and think, wait a minute. We couldn't travel. We couldn't spend money. We couldn't go see our family. We really couldn't do anything. Why was the market doing so well? I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of the stimulus packages that were thrown back into the economy and the printing of money and all that stimulus had something to do with it. I also think a lot of those larger companies out there, even, you know, all companies were cutting the fat. They were trimming the fat in those tough times, thinking, if this continues for a long time or becomes a repetitive thing, how can we still manage and thrive in these types of conditions? And that is to trim the fat. And just like anything else, you can only trim so much fat. And once you've trimmed so much fat, now it's a matter of, okay, now we really have to produce and, you know, grow to move forward. And then we look at 2022, when inflation reared its ugly head, got up into the high single digits, even lower double digits, depending on where you look. And so the Feds got very aggressive in raising interest rates to chase inflation multiple times throughout 2022. They just kept raising rates, chasing inflation. And that had a positive outcome, I think, on inflation, because it got inflation what I'll call semi under control. And it's moving back down in the southern direction now. Unfortunately, though, when the Feds chased interest rates like that in 2022, what happened to our bond market or our fixed income side of our portfolio? Most people saw themselves lose, you know, anywhere from maybe 6 to 12 or 14% in their bond portfolio, which Tony's almost unheard of to lose that much money in 1 year in bonds.
Yeah.
And in the same year, 2022, what did equities do? They were down anywhere from 18 to 20% or more. So tough year. Rough year, 2022. But again, if we would have been somewhat insulated, plan for the best, but prepare for the worst. If you had some insulation built into that portfolio that said, geez, I don't know if this year is going to be another year that goes down 10, 20, 30%. But if it does, we've already proactively built some insulation into our portfolio against those types of things. We're preparing for the worst just in case. You would have been a lot better off in 2022 than people that hadn't prepared for that and planned for that. Then we fast forward into 23. What a great year in the markets.
You know, ended the year up
ended
really
up very,
really big, right?
Yeah, very positive. You know, we did a segment, one of our last shows before Christmas, about the Magnificent Seven, that at that time of recording, when the S&P 500 was up over 20%, there were seven companies that were driving 71% of that gain. If you took those seven companies out, Tony, the market wasn't up 20%, it was up 8. And so that's something that the market was driven huge last year by some very large, very fast growing companies. But not, I don't think, something we can expect moving forward, not real to keep that type of growth up in those companies. But if we were involved in those companies last year, we did very well. If we had exposure to those companies, if we had exposure to the S&P 500 index, we did very well. But here we are, beginning of 2024. Look what just happened over the last 3 or 4 years. Some drastic, very, very horrible times, some awesome positive growth times. And at the end, where are you today? And if you could go back and do anything different, would you? And most of us would say, absolutely would. We would the good side, and we would on the bad side.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't do that. It's real easy to coach that football game on a Monday morning versus Sunday afternoon. But what we can do is we can start from right now, right here, Tony, is what should we talk about and think about in the first week or second week of the new year? What could we do now that if things are the best year ever in the market, so we're taking advantage of that much of that opportunity as possible? Plan A. Plan B is, what should we be doing now proactively that if this is one of those worst years, that we can do proactively to insulate ourselves from that negative exposure?
To hedge your bets a little bit. Yeah.
Hedge the bets. Great time to prepare, plan for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Yeah. Which brings me to your book. And that's, I really think that's important. And that's your tagline, Plan for the best, but prepare for the worst. And I think that our listeners out there, we need to give them an opportunity to get some copies of that book, right?
I think it's a great opportunity. You gave away, I wanted to do a tally on the count from last year, Tony, on how many books we gave away from the radio show. And I'm still waiting for the publisher to get me a new bill.
But, yeah,
it was quite a good number, and I'm very proud to be able to give away these books. So please do that again. Allow our listeners, Tony, the opportunity to get some more of these books in their hands.
All right. Sounds great, Jason. Listeners, to get a copy of Empower Your Retirement, all you have to do is call 989-835-7203. That number again is 989-835-7203. And you can also visit the website, GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. And we're going to be right back with more of your Financial Empower Hour after this. Welcome back to your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, the man with the plan, as always, is Mr. Jason Kreiderman. Jason, all smiles today after a great Christmas and New Year's with the family. I love it. And we're talking about how great we ended the year in 2023, right? And a lot happened in 2023. Let's get into that. And what does it mean for the year ahead?
Yeah, I think it was a really good year. I mean, you say, you know, all smiles here, and I think we both are. You know, it's been a personally, I know in your life, there was some ups and downs, obviously, as we have in all of our lives. And, you know, we talked about some of the really good things that happened in our lives personally. And so that's fun to reflect upon and be all smiles and happy about and proud about. And then now we look forward to, you know, moving into 2024 and, you know, we shift in, we think, gee, not only in our personal lives, should we be setting, whether they are New Year's resolutions or just, I like to say goals, you know, plan and set goals. Resolutions to me are easy to forget about, easy not to challenge yourself and easy to fail on, to be real, at least in my personal experience. But when I set goals or when I've helped families or investors set goals, it's a lot different than just a resolution. And a goal is something we can, I think you should be writing it down. You should be tracking it, you know, on a weekly, monthly, quarterly basis, and you should be making adjustments. That's something I think it's really important, Tony, to point out is as we set resolutions or as we set goals, if we get 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months in and we're not on track, we haven't failed. That's okay. It is 100% okay, I think, to review and monitor where you are, where were you trying to be, and make the appropriate adjustments to get yourself back on track. Whether that be a personal health resolution you set out there, a financial goal, whatever that might be, you know, do things that are attainable, do them in shorter increments versus say, gee, in the next 6 months or in the next 1 year, I'm going to have X amount of money saved or X amount of pounds lost. Well, why don't we break that down into a monthly basis? So it's a shorter term. It's easier to accomplish. It's easier to monitor and it's easier to make the appropriate changes along the way. Stressing that, you know, when I look at people's portfolios and their investments, what a great time if you didn't do it at the end of last year to have a review of your current portfolio and your goals is to do it right now. Where are we financially sitting right now in our current portfolios? What are our goals? What are objectives for the next 90 days, 180 days, the next 3 quarters, the next year? Set those goals and then review those. Sit down and review those with your current advisor or with a different advisor. It's never a bad idea, Tony. We talk about it all the time to have a second or even a third set of eyes. Take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at your current portfolio. Listen to what your goals and objectives are and give you that second opinion to make sure, are you on track? Are you doing 100% the best things you could be to accomplish those goals? And sometimes you find out, gee, I was on track and I was doing things that were about 80% efficient. And I thought that was doing pretty darn good. But if I could tweak things and improve and become 85, 90, 95% efficient, Tony, what a great opportunity to do that now versus wait till next December or next January and say, gee, I was off. I did pretty good, but I was off by 10 or 15%.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't want to be off and you want to take advantage and try to ride the wave. Last year ended on a good note. But does what happened last year hold any indication to where we're headed in the new year? I mean, let's talk about 2023 a minute. You know, it might have started off a little slow, but we gained momentum fairly quickly. Maybe had a little dip in there, but the markets ended strong and inflation was down. The Fed finally held interest rates and didn't raise them. So we're seeing interest rates come down. We're seeing inflation slow down. The markets were up. 2023 overall, wouldn't you say that was a pretty good year?
Yeah, I think overall you're absolutely right. I mean, the interest rates were up high, higher, and then they started to come down very slowly there at the end of the year. We did see a dip in the market. I think if we look back at right around like July, August, September, October, the stock market itself took a little bit of a pullback, a little bit of a dip, but it just reared up. It revved its engines and really reared up in November and December, which was an awesome, strong finish to the year. Inflation started dialing back, cooling off and coming down. That's a real positive thing. Interest rates, well, we're going to talk about those again as that double-edged sword. Interest rates, sure. The Feds, you're right. They said, gee, we think we're going to hold. Maybe even they threw that decrease word in there. When interest rates come down, that's a good thing for when we borrow money. We don't have to pay as high of interest rate on borrowing money like our mortgages or car loans. Downside is, we don't get as much when we invest money in money markets or CDs. And we're starting to see even here locally, Tony, I met with a family earlier this week that we're starting to see that CD rates that were over 5% a month ago, now starting out in 2024, are in the 4 to 4.5% range. So we're going to start seeing, I think, local banks and credit unions and the rates on their CDs and money markets and those types of accounts. It's going to go down again. It's going to go lower.
I think so.
Interest rates come down, and it's to be expected. Now, the positive out of that again is, but when we borrow money, it's going to be cheaper. That's a good thing. And bonds, the effect that it's going to have on bonds. We're starting to see a little bit of an uptick in bonds as interest rates level out or come down. For the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And we look at that over a 12, 24, 36 month time frame. And for the first time, at least the last 12 to maybe 16 or 20 months. And so that's good to see. That is good to see the fixed income sector and bonds start to get a little breath, so to speak, in there and a little breathing room to have some positive growth again.
Yeah. Well, it's huge. And I know that the bonds, we've had an inverted yield curve, as they say. So bonds have been kind of upside down and a tough one. Not the safety that people a lot of times had gotten used to. The old 60-40 split hadn't worked. And so, we may be seeing things normalizing, I think, in the new year here. Interest rates are a big one, and you mentioned that briefly, but the Fed has indicated that they have no plans on raising interest rates this year and may even lower them. That's huge, isn't it? I mean, the market has reacted to that news positively.
Yeah, that's huge. As soon as the Fed said they thought they were going to kind of go into a holding pattern and not raise rates, that was a very positive thing for the markets as a whole. And then now we're hearing the word potentially that reduce or decrease interest rates from that standpoint. That's a very positive thing for the market as a whole as well. Again, I think it's kind of, we have to really keep a close eye on that, because if the Fed's take too long and lag behind too much, we're going to see different things happen, number one, in the market and with inflation again. And then obviously if the Feds move too fast, and I don't think we're going to see that happen right now, but heaven forbid if the Feds move too fast and they lower interest rates either too drastically or too often, too quick, that could really throw the market into a tailspin and allow inflation to rear its ugly head back up to now where things might get out of control. And so I think if we keep seeing our current, what we call status quo, I guess, with the Fed saying, hey, we're not going to raise interest rates right now. And matter of fact, in the near future, we might be able to start reducing them. That's a good thing. I mean, we think we've seen that being a good thing for the market, and I see that being a good thing now moving into the first month of 2024.
Our listeners don't need to go it alone. They need to be working with a financial professional, someone like yourself, Jason, and your team there. So I want to take this opportunity to give away a few more copies of the book and give out the number where people can call. Our listeners out there can simply pick up the phone, call this number, and set up a no charge, no obligation consultation with you and your team, Jason. Get a plan in place. You can give us a call at the Financial Empower Hour. It's 989-835-7203. Again, that number is 989-835-7203. And the next 10 callers will get a book. We'll send it out to you. There's no charge, no obligation. You don't even have to pay postage. You'll get a copy of Jason's book, Empower Your Retirement. Just call 989-835-7203. And we'll be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Jason Kreiderman. Jason, we've been having a great discussion. To start the show off, you went back over the last few years, what happened in 2020 because of COVID, then the rebound in 2021, and then not a great year, 2022, with inflation very high and interest rates rising and the stock market falling. But then we've rebounded in 2023. We just came out of a pretty good year. We ended the year strong. So that is positive. But I think there are some lessons to be learned there. And one of the big lessons was have a plan, set goals, like you say. We set goals at the beginning of every year. And a lot of people don't, you know, I heard somebody say, I had a New Year's resolution. I've already fallen off. I've already quit. And we're and that was 2 days in. So that's not good. That's not good. I've determined to eat less this year, go easy on the pizza. I'm not going to give up pizza, Jason. That's not going to happen.
Tony, please, please don't do that. I definitely don't want to see you go through that type of midlife crisis.
Well, you wouldn't want to see me if I quit pizza altogether. You wouldn't want to hang around me. I would be a little unpleasant to be around, I think, if I had to give up that vice.
Chicago style or New York?
Oh, boy. You know what? I always get asked this, and I really love all pizza. I don't want to offend anyone. I've had great Chicago style at DiGiorno's and all the different places.
Oh, yeah.
In Chicago. And I like Detroit style pizza, to be honest. That's a style of its own, the kind of pan, the buttery pan crust. Yep. I love Detroit style. I like New York pizza. Of course, I'm from Minnesota, where we have the thin crust, where it's cut in squares.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's most popular here, which I really love. But I love, you know, me and pizza. I mean, it's just, I've never met a pizza I didn't love. Let's put it that way.
Well, I definitely, that'd be the last thing, Tony, I'd want to hear that you gave up 100%. So I'm glad to hear you're just cutting back.
I think I would be unbearable. But it's like people who have drank or smoked all their lives and then quit cold turkey. They're kind of hard to be around for a while.
Yeah,
I think that
hard
would be,
to be around.
That would be me. But we do need to set those goals for the new year, don't we, for 2024.
Yeah, I think now's a great time to step back again, and whether it's a, you call it a resolution or a goal, you know, I think it's personally too easy to not fulfill our resolutions. Or maybe it's just because we don't focus on them as much, or they don't mean as much to us, or we don't track them, or we figure, we're off track, let's just quit. It was just a resolution. Well, however you look at it, you know, setting goals for yourself personally, professionally, financially, now's a great time to step back and take a look at what were the goals you set for yourself last year. Did you accomplish the goals? If so, great. Give yourself a pat on the back. Celebrate that. That's awesome. And I truly mean that. You know, celebrate accomplishing your goals. I think that's so important to do. And if you didn't hit your goals, do not punish yourself. Take a look at and analyze, why didn't you hit them? Is it because you didn't track them well enough? First of all, is it because you set too lofty of goals that really weren't achievable or attainable in the first place? Well, in that case, you know, I guess shame on you. Now's the time to step back and say, gee, I want to have goals to do better or have improvements, but they just can't be as lofty. They have to be achievable or attainable. Maybe it's that you didn't track them well enough. You set a goal in January, and then all of a sudden in December, you took a look back. Oh, yeah, what was my goal? And hey, did I hit my goal or am I on track? You really have to track personal goals, professional goals, financial goals, I believe, on an always ongoing basis. We look at a lot of our family's portfolios on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. We're meeting with most of our families on a quarterly, semi-annual, annual basis, and we're making the changes that we need to along the way. So setting the goals that are attainable, achievable, I think is a great idea, Tony. What a great time of year to do that. First week or two of the year. Don't let it go too long, but if it's February and you haven't set your goals yet, that's okay. Set them as of February. If it turns into June and you haven't set them yet, that's okay. Set them in June. What I don't want to hear you say, Tony, is, well, I thought I was going to stop eating pizza, but I never really set my goal. And so even if you haven't set it by January or June,
right?
That's a great time to, when's a great time to set it? Right now, no matter what day that is. Again, make sure they're attainable and achievable, whether that be Tony says, I'm going to 100% quit eating pizza today. Tony, I don't think that's achievable. That's not attainable. You're setting yourself up for failure, my man. Please don't do that. But if Tony said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat one less pizza for the next month, and then maybe two less pizzas for that. Set it so it's attainable, sure, and achievable, and it's realistic. And then Tony, track that goal.
Sure.
Look back in a month and say, now how many? Son of a gun, I missed it a little bit. That's okay. Do not beat yourself up, Tony. Same thing financially. And this is what I stress with all of our families and their portfolios is, let's set the goals on how much you want to put away for your future, how much you want to be investing. Let's set your goals for how much risk you're willing to take on. If the market goes south, if interest rates do go up and bonds go down again, how much interest rate risk are you okay? Are you acceptable? Would you consider acceptable if the S&P 500 corrects itself this year? Tony, we haven't mentioned it yet on the show, but remember, this is an election year.
this is a crazy
political time here in the U.S. geopolitically. This is potentially a crazy, crazy year ahead of us. So how much risk are you willing to take on with your money exposed in the markets? What kind of taxation are you willing to allow your money to be exposed to now and after 2026, when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 matures or sunsets and tax rates are going to go back to where they were or potentially higher? How much of that tax opportunity are you willing to take advantage of now? And so I think these are all things you got to set the goal for, again, so they're attainable, they're trackable. Keep an eye on them. Every 30 days, every quarter, you should be meeting with your current advisor. If not by face-to-face, it's a phone call or an email. There has to be ongoing communication. I know we communicate with our families at least 52 times a year. And the reason I know that is we send out minimum one email per week. Sometimes it's two or three. And a lot of it's how the portfolio is going. What's happening in the market and the economy, when interest rates go up, when interest rates go down, when the asset... We communicate with all of our families minimum on a weekly basis, Tony. And I think that's key. That helps you keep an eye on, gee, what's going on in the market and the economy? Aha, let me check my goals and see what I'm doing to see how on track or off track I am. And then I guess lastly, do not be afraid to adjust your goals, Tony. Don't be afraid to say, I was going to cut a pizza out in this first month and I didn't. Maybe I should only do a half a pizza next month. That's okay. Set your goals so you achieve them. They're attainable. You can always grow and get bigger goals. You can always increase your goals. But if you set them too high up front, you might not reach them anyhow. And then you become disappointed and it just kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, set attainable goals. And, looking ahead, you mentioned it's an election year. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but it could get crazy. First, I want to give away a few more copies of your book. The book is called Empower Your Retirement. And it's a great book, chock full of information. Plan for the best, prepare for the worst. All you have to do, the next 10 people that call and request a copy of the book will be sent a copy at no charge. Just give us your name, your address, your phone number, and we'll send you a book. You won't even have to pay for shipping. That number is 989-835-7203. Again, that number is 989-835-7203. And I want to remind our listeners, they can also call that number to set up a complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation with Jason and his team there. And stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Jason Kreiderman. And Jason, love chatting with you. It's been interesting to take a look back at 2023. And now we're looking ahead at 2024. And so far, things are looking up, regarding interest rates. Hopefully inflation will stay in check. But nobody has a crystal ball, obviously. But people are worried, well, if the election is contentious, that could really affect my finances in the stock market. But really, presidents come and go, Jason, and the stock market rolls on, right? The dog barks, but the train keeps rolling. And when I say the dog barks, I'm talking about all the doom and gloom in the news and the presidential elections, politicians. They can come and go, but the market over the last 100 years has risen every year, about 70% of the time, 73% of the years. And it's consistently gone up over time. So I don't know how worried we need to be because of an election year about the market. Now, it does take some big ups and down swings during an election year typically, right?
Yeah, I mean, the market's going to be volatile, Tony. Volatility is normal.
Yeah.
In the stock market, whether it's an election year or not. If we look at the reality of volatility is, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, but if you really spend some time looking into it and doing some research, the market has corrections of anywhere from 5 to 10% down per year, anywhere from 2 to 4 times a year. And a lot of people say, gee, the market's down 8%. Well, that's normal. That is normal for the market to have inter-year corrections anywhere from 2 to 4 times or more per year of anywhere from maybe 5 to 10%. So that's volatility. That's normal. The market doesn't just go straight up. And that's in a normal year when we don't have elections.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, you know, this year with the election coming, Tony, we're in a crazy time right now. We're in an extremely crazy time politically here in the U.S. We're in a crazy time geopolitically with what's going on all across the globe, a time we've never seen before coming into an election year. But when you talk about what the market has done during presidential cycles, the market really does not care if it's Republican or Democrat.
Right.
The market really does not care a whole heck of a lot about politics. What we've seen historically, and I have a chart that I show a lot of my families. I even use it sometimes in the educational classes I put on, and I definitely will be using it this year in my classes. And it just talks about that the market really doesn't care who's the president is. All it cares about is there's a direction or a plan. And what I mean by that is the market is made up of companies, Tony. It's companies that make up the stock market. These companies, really, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat in office, it's irrelevant. It's that they know what the plan is. These companies know for the next 4 years, if a Republican gets elected, they know for the next 4 years what to expect under the typical Republican Party type of presidency. If a Democrat gets elected, that's okay. It's a shift, but now they know to expect something different out of the Democrat way of presidency.
Sure.
So you're right. I mean, but we look historically over time, Republican or Democrat, the market always has a northern trend. When we say always, does that mean every year? No, Jason didn't say that, nor did Tony. We look historically all the way back to the early 1900s, and about 73% of the time, 73 years out of 100, the market goes up. So 73% of the time you have an opportunity for growth, whether it's Republican or Democrat. So 7 out of 10 years, that's pretty good odds, Tony.
Yeah.
But again, I want to leave us with this one thing again. Let's focus on have a plan and diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Plan for the best. The market's going to go up. But prepare for the worst. The market didn't go up. And as long as you have a diversified plan, that you're planning for the best, prepare for the worst, as long as you review that plan on a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual basis, and as long as you make the proper adjustments in that plan, you should be just fine. You should weather all storms. Whether the market goes up, you'll take advantage of the ups. If it goes down, you can insulate and protect yourself from some of the downs. So over the long term of a 1 year or 5 to 10 year portfolio, any one given year or those 3 out of 10 years, Tony, most likely would never destroy you or derail you financially, especially into and through retirement.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's huge. And that's a great point, Jason. It really is important to have a plan, have goals, and work with a professional who can actively manage that plan for you. Get the foundation with safer money, less risky options, and then have your growth options, and make sure you have the right balance for you and your personal situation and where you're at on your time horizon. That makes a huge difference. There are a lot of factors that come into play. And I know, Jason, you look at all those different factors to help people figure out where they should be and get a solid plan in place. And for our listeners to do that, all you have to do to get that no charge, no obligation consultation, set it up with Jason. Give us a call, 989-8-8-3-5-7-2-0-3. That number again is 989-835-7203. And for the next 10 callers, I'm going to give away 10 more books here at the end of the show. We'll send them out to you at no charge. Get a copy of Empower Your Retirement, Jason's book, by calling 989-835-7203. Mention that you want a complimentary copy of the book and that you heard about it on the radio show or the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, Jason. Great show today.
Thank you, Tony. It's always a good show, especially our first show of the year. Yeah. I can't wait for all the weeks and shows to come.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman. Thank you for listening to Your Financial Power Hour. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jason Kreiderman at Great Lakes Investment Advisor. Call 989-848-1188 or visit them online at greatlakesinvestmentadvisors.com. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor with the state of Michigan. Insurance products and services offered through Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., DBA Great Lakes Financial Freedom Group, Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., and Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., our affiliated company. Carl and Jason Kreiderman and Great Lakes Investment Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.